Text numéro 111. Uber employees laid off in a 3-minute Zoom call. The new normal during the coronavirus pandemic means doing your job from home for many. But for some, jobs may be terminated remotely, as about 3,700 Uber employees learned recently via Zoom. Uber used the popular teleconference software to conduct multiple meetings last week to inform employees about the layoffs. It's never easy or uncomplicated to let employees go, and that's only been more true during this unprecedented period, where we're all working from home across dozens of cities and countries, the ride-hailing company said in a statement sent to USA Today. We've focused on providing the clearest, most empathetic experience possible, and have put together a strong severance package and other benefits. In a leaked video, Rufin Chivolo, the head of Uber's Phoenix Center of Excellence in Arizona, is seen telling viewers that Uber's business is down by more than half. With trip volume down, the difficult and unfortunate reality is there is not enough work for many frontline customer support employees. As a result, your role is impacted, and today will be your last working day with Uber. Viewers would remain on payroll until a date in their severance package, she said. Overall, the 3,700 employees worked in 46 countries. With offices closed due to the pandemic, the decision was made to notify employees via Zoom. I know that this is incredibly hard to hear, said Chivolo, who appeared to get emotional. No one wants to be on a call like this. With everyone remote and a change of this magnitude, we had to do this in a way that allowed us to tell you as quickly as possible, so that you did not hear it from the rumour mill. Those jobs in the company's customer support and recruiting teams were cut as Uber saw its global ride business decline 80% in April, the company announced last week. At the same time, its Uber Eats food delivery business had risen dramatically. We're focused on navigating through the crisis that absolutely leaves us in a position, a stronger position, as the world starts to recover, Uber general manager said during a call with analysts. He has said he would give up his base salary due to the crisis. He went on to say the company faced tough decisions like reducing costs and decisions such as refocusing some of the investments that we're making to make sure that we're focused in our core. And it is our belief that ride-sharing as a category is going to bounce back when the recovery starts and will be one of the early services that bounces back as cities get going again. Adapted from USA Today, May 2020.